It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Today is National Cheeseburger Day. Just because you may not be a professional griller doesn't mean you can't make award-winning burgers on your backyard grill. Following these simple tips will help you up your burger game. First and foremost, the key to a juicy, tasty burger is to use high-quality beef with at least 20% fat. The fat provides flavor and tenderness. Also, always use freshly ground beef. Never use the pre-made frozen patties. When making the patties, don't overwork the meat. Overworking the meat will make it tough when cooked. To ensure your burger holds the perfect shape, add an indention to your meat. Simply press your thumb in the center of the meat, and that will keep it from swelling up and shrinking as it cooks. As for seasoning, salt and pepper are your best friends when it comes to seasoning ground beef. Forget the complicated binders and ingredients and keep it simple. When grilling your burger, resist the urge to press down the meat with a spatula. Pressing down on the meat will let out all those wonderful juices that make a burger so juicy and flavorful. A burger dressed simply with lettuce, tomato, and mustard is a classic, but consider giving your burger a gourmet spin by dressing up with garlicky mayonnaise, roasted tomatoes, and crisp applewood smoked bacon. These ingredients may sound complicated, but I assure you they are all easy garnishes to whip up in a home kitchen. And don't forget the cheese. I love a sharp white cheddar or a pungent blue cheese, but use what you like. Mild cheeses like American are always a classic choice. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.